Claire na Gael viscoltoia carnishes babalia musaldacha. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell about Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to Shachleg, Claire na Gael, a programme in which you'll hear something of the English language, as Angie Nias Clash and Perdenyach, Jane Gilg, and in which you'll hear something of the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dutrish. A visit to Machel Churchyard brought William Gell to mention Sir Mark Cubbon. Well, he's rather less known now, I think, than Gell had expected him to be in 1906. Cubbon was perhaps an atypical part of British Empire history because he had great respect for Indian sensibilities, and it was probably that that gained him respect in the Mysore province when he was administering there. Ons skielen na brerach an grim ta skielen mesich a brer as a hewer. Ongi tan de fech a shaw er ning eel a tayoc er no da dur a voirach bes as da vel an lias voirach bula dach lay as na veli cord awa crustan naran bach da dee. We started with the Cornish May Day celebration of Padstow last time. But Flora Day is held in Helston in Cornwall on the 8th of May. We start with a song of a cousin Jack, an exiled Cornishman, thinking of Flora Day in Helston, wishing he was there, and then we hear Helston Town Band. Tashu Gaes Jackrish, Radio Vanning, Stashu the Nation, Viscolar Scalia Mach, Why Doolish, Ellen Vanning.
Wish I was in Helston, a standing in the town, on a bright May morning with the people all dancing round. I'm out here in America, 3,000 miles away. I wish I was in Helston, on Helston, Florida. I am just a cousin Jack from many miles away, from across the ocean and in the USA. Family came from Wendron, and when the mines closed down, came out here to Michigan and the virgin copper ground. Wish I was in Helston, standing in the town, on a bright May morning with the people all dancing round. I'm out here in America, 3,000 miles away. I wish I was in Helston, on a Helston, Florida. I remember my father say when he was just a lad, he was taken once to Florida and the pleasure that was had. His everlasting memory of a drum that kept the beat and the echo of the haunting tune as they danced off down the street. Wish I was in Helston, standing in the town, on a bright May morning with the people all dancing round. I'm out here in America, 3,000 miles away. Wish I was in Helston, on Helston, Florida. I am just a working man, a carpenter by trade. Managed to raise a family and keep a mortgage paid. But there's never enough left over when all is said and done to travel back 3,000 miles to the place that I call home. Thank you.
the Yogi Men singing a nostalgic song, wanting to be in Helston for Flora Day, the 8th of May. And then an archive recording of Helston Town Band from 1947. They were playing the Helston Furry. It's never been written down. They just play it, and they don't play it anywhere outside of Helston, and they don't play it on any other day apart from Flora Day. I'm not sure what William Gell has in mind when he writes this. He writes about a bounding line drawn from Port Moor by the old Hibernian to Balloor. Well, that makes a bit of a triangle, but I'm not sure what of. In a cottage on the Boora at Port Moor, Jackie Kermode would have been living at the time William Gell was writing his poem in 1906, and Mona Douglas writes of having seen Jackie Kermode dance Riach and the Vanning, the dirk dance of the Kings of Man, there in the early 20th century down at Port Moor. From the sea at Port Moor, we go back up to the Hibernian following this bounding line, and just at the back of the Hibernian on the main road coming up out of the Corony and heading to Slough Lake, just at the crossroads, coming up from Machall on the lower side and going up to Ballygillia to the Gooseneck. The Hibernian used to be a public house, and at one time in the early 19th century the landlady was Rachel Looney. She was originally from Balaff, her mother was Mary Neal, but her father was an Irishman called Isaac Redhead. Ons geelt and brers huur kiau ni ons bilia. A sesh the vore to pes moor er a brech. Acht an lias voir och na butch, as renny sleetjil stiach se geel in jai, as nisti cor pisha gerno struinen. Tretan brer chi yu jane chid struin ta chitair. Tan huur, clash nun struin gre, the bech and pech ta giuji chindeet gus tiger. As ti gui a brer ek gin yuji, nonna higge de ve bech fai, ni repi ons pishen. Ege na truen, te clashen de bech pech ni yuji, chindet gus morda alder, as riste guije en rerek gin yuji, nonna morda alder, de ginnach is slug a shisi. Ach egen trastruen gemoert en peser en brer, te guji, as te grey creer be, bis an iris jay. Ten huur clashen de struen, grey de be a pech vis guji, chindet gis min jeg, shen de grey fai eg. As te goil al de ginnach min jeg feshach, rai ar sulvoi. Ach, te chit de vei min jay kat de lur, chalees ten ustia gul herish ne mail an ek, as te tanach den Mary ni aishen, as na nis jow kenyur achelia. Well, Helston Flora Day, as I mentioned, is a week after the start of May. This is a song that could have been in Clanagail last time. It's a song that takes us to Ireland and the Machra Felt Mayfair.
I am an ice we points and girl, I age it as a thing. And when I'm dressed in my array, I look like an eel wing. Ye maidens get or on your way, and about to take your wear. On the 1st of May, I made my way to the mall.
The Mahra felt May Fair, Anne and Francie Brolly. Anne Brolly became the first Sinn Féin mayor of Limavady, with her husband Francie also being voted in as a Sinn Féin councillor. Limavady, the dog's leap, is named for a dog that leapt the river to go and get help when Limavady was being attacked. Limavady, that's the name of the place. As nish fayera do to hure, Bier de gerdjige bin jeg wien, de jaruche jinnem vergele warach. Esch renni njau chionle chris erek, es renni chionle me giet wanle bin jeg. As hai de chimsache schuhen en de jinnu ted bug. Renni chionle risch, as esch renni ligele ernen doyacht, as hai et nestuun as jagsach heel. As trebert en ol en red fier ir liaur, Henkert for Jerigus Tai Beg, as ye avoidin stiach on. As er an order how he follum, smunny, cart the maid un bechelin show. As renny corless dulligan as Kenyach, the yin uliavi bugs on a bin jeg, as dach mora yin a gulmach as chimsach a frowen, as berishin as croin er a hon heen, as fair oors on a bin jeg, renny as a lawek, less boga, as e limmer uns climb a girtamoe. So ni, treb an hiwr ski, as vi an oil na pager an ek, yinnach I cor a cion ek e dream a bin jeg, va mor clwysiag gi, as de mil hen cad lori. Now, William and Constance Radcliffe's History of Kirkmaggle has this to say about the Hibernian. The Hibernian was the first of several inns whose existence arose out of the improvement of the main road from Ramsey to Douglas, and the consequent increase in traffic. Their principal purpose was to serve travellers rather than the local population. The Hibernian was first mentioned in Pigger's Directory of 1837. The licensee was the most famous of all the Macheldin keepers, the redoubtable Rachel Looney. A description of her in 1834, when she was about 47, reads, "She was an odd figure, dressed in a blue petticoat of some sort of cloth or flannel, surmounted by a man's pilot jacket, a good deal too long in the sleeves. To obviate the inconvenience this would have caused, the cuffs were turned back, displaying a large pair of muscular hands and wrists quite out of proportion to her size, as she was considerably below the middle height." the Youth Folk Ensemble of Wales, otherwise known as ABANC, and a contingent of them will be here for Nghrwniach in July. And there they were playing a track they call Fits. More from them later. Stasiun na Nasiun sient Radio Banning a se Claire na Gaelt and Claire Shaw. Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Vain chir chor is ta Claire na Gaelt gulir scalia mach de bio bi cob gir a gheddon ris siachtan lioris gulgas in a dega Radio Banning as brew a craman eish rish. The podcast college on J. Claire Nagelnius, as Rhys Shen Regedden through Dinadega Radio Banning, na through Kerder and Podcast Elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. This description from 1834 says of Rachel Looney, when going into Ramsey, she rode a large raw-boned cart horse on which what did duty for a saddle was a sack thrown across the animal's back, from which straw might be seen sticking out. I then saw her come out exactly as before, except that instead of a sunbonnet on her head, she wore a man's hat of rough beaver. She employed some men to build an extension to the house, and when they ran short of stone, assured them that a supply would be ready on the following day. In order to obtain this, she said to have spent the whole night carrying stones down off Barul in her brat, that's her apron. By 1841, on account of financial difficulties on the island, Rachel's husband John Looney had emigrated to Australia, where she followed him in 1843. In 1834, when a coin hoard was found nearby Ballyburna, Rachel Looney was said to have sold the coins privately without declaring it. It seems that they were Anglo-Saxon coins from the 900s. De bech ach a brer a chyt de fe sa chum aeg a hyn rish, bech e ar be nach bech i fi braw. Ach, hach rei dar au rin a tir a shen, cummel shelg sa cheil. Ren shagin a carnan, gonsterni na mordi, as iron legion a shell garen, sheen a mark through the hail, as heel a min jagged, as ve gian de vein a mastock. Oh, dort irish a hure, lig thou golgus a hielg, han notum tanachtan mui jane a soldier, as renny gui chowd, de renny fa yer a cor kid. Ach, gout tas the jay, dur rirish, tar back hums on thee. Sign thou cormagoras for glass, nine a shill gern kai, maso the voden of AM sorts, sign Dutch crankle as grey, hewer beg, gin ligus jack me. As man of elmi clash and shen, had ginum goil a glass wine doris. Eshrin men jay glim a mach, as janie manra as ginnel phone spare. Honig a ri is na shell gern a bech eilin, as gau a toioch chalirach airteir. The famous setting of the 23rd Psalm is to a tune called Crimond. Crimond is a town in a village, in Aberdeenshire. And this song, Crimond, was written by Jessie Seymour Irvin in 1836, when her father Alexander was the Church of Scotland minister in Crimond. And that's a famous recording of Crimond. Crimond, as I say, a village in Aberdeenshire. And that was by the Glasgow Orpheus Choir, under the direction of the choir's founder in 1906, Sir Hugh Roberton. Chyn dodr yn rhi ys na sielger yn chyt ffagus dy lŵr dy rosh yn y mynjeg. Er son, trefod smwnion dy rawad sigr jay. Renne lima yr sŵl hersh na tamagan, ys haia a sielia. Chylias fe dorach a haia bac ys y tai beg. Renne croncl ar y doros, ys dŵr te. Hiwr beg, jyn liag ystiach mi. Eish fan doros ffos lit de, ys haia stiach on. As rene goil fe for the cledden e er a liabi bogega. A morra gain, gau in shell tayacht as a no. As tre chile min jeg na carnan shell, gus tally ho na shell gern, ga doddy tanacht an fe na soja. As dorte, me hure weg, gin ligge dau gol mach, sign dau gol. Doshel la hure doros as dorte, Nish smunny air the valley orchard backs a knee, as grain the foglin cheddin. Tre renna ri is na shell gern eg a fag in a min jay, lesh a collier air e rish, rennad chloe de chon. Ach ve ro chaster, as ro tavi ernin son. Shom or ve fayan cledden lay. Now, to complete this triangle from Port Moor to the Hibernia, the third point is at Balloor. And next to the river where it winds down to the sea stood Balloor Cottage. And as heard in Clanegale not that long ago, Dorothy Wordsworth was staying there with Mrs. Elizabeth Brew and Miss Martha Trivett, and wrote about it in her diary for July 1828, which is what we were looking at. Confusingly, there's a house now called Balloor Cottage just by the tram crossing on the main road, but the original Balloor Cottage is down seaward of that. However, with William Gell having drawn that bounding line, and the triangle of Portmoor, the Hibernian and Balloor, I'm not quite sure what point he was making or what he was drawing attention to, but to complete that set of three lines, a bounding line drawn from Portmoor by the old Hibernian to Balloor, now would we fain say, tre the lure. So that's an invitation to dwell a little longer in this area and look at some other associations. Based in the city of Rennes, which is in Brézuel, Higher Brittany, the East End, where for the most part French is the majority language, this is Breton singer Solène Lefebvre.
Thank you.
A song from the area around the city of Vannes in Brittany, Carantes d'Och and Dour, Love of the Earth, sung there by Solène Lefebvre. She's based for the time being anyway, whether she's from the city of Vannes, of Rennes, I'm not sure, but a lot of people go to Rennes, a big university town, city of course, so a lot of people go to Rennes anyway and end up living there. Dear reader, cast a glance around. There lies a happy hunting ground. Methinks here every sight and sound we see and hear on hill and plain are reminiscent of Hall Caine, king of romance, who here did reign. Well, fortuitously as it happens, Thomas Henry Hall Caine was born on the 14th of May, 1853. His father, John Caine, was from Balaff, and it was Hall Caine's grandmother, Isabella, who called him Hommy Beg, Little Tommy. To my dear friend Hommy Beg was famously the dedication of Bram Stoker's Dracula. Hall Caine's uncle, James Tear, was the master of the central school in Macheld, not far from the Hibernian, and when Hall Caine was 17, his uncle was too ill to continue with his teaching, so Hall Caine took over his role for a year, and he made habitable what he called Phoenix Cottage to live in during that time. I've often wondered, is that the same property called Phoenix Cottage, that stands on this main road opposite the Hibernian? In fact, my great-aunt Bell and family used to live there at one time. Feyera ren na shell geren crunioch am agitamushim in jeg, as ren ferjau cor gorten chasega began, the rawi ursen shuld the bacach as the gold the mall. Esh ren shelger snow in the yai gus the tai beg, as chile an ach ren I gilach mach, mahuur veg, gin ligus jach me, as honike a dors farsler's duner ish na lug, chilirach. Ren the shelger goil tas the jesho the kirelach, hai agus a ri, as dinche de ulu verba an agen as a chlashen. Esh durt an ri, len a verach nimid shell grish. Ach when hiur aglid jas tre honnig I drawn min jeg ek gortit, renne nia casege, huggi dulligan magita mustach or eishde, as dorti, lai si ser al jabi ed ma vin jeg vin, as gau fe, de bia son slent vai de lia. Svi veg van gort, ma so ach renne min jeg genacht an veg jay a mora gain. As tre chile fire a chiel chau mui dorte, han nodum tanacht an stai.
Thank you.
a musical evocation of Lang Ness from Tim Price's suite of seven pieces inspired by the Manx landscape, which he calls Gem of God's Earth. Asiwn yn asiwn ty radio banning, ys edrych yn eisiau siach yr aglag, sy'n Clair na Gael fys o'r glasen. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cydyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
A fy hyr tel of awr, Bobby Bob?
Sain daw gulnyn lwrg, dwrt ym un jeg. Cha bim got cho eisiach rys. Gaw y hiwr toiach der Cenia, ys dwrt i, ta ffysem, dy bi os marwyd, as the bim fegit malumurkan on shaws a hail, as tregit at the holy fair, can not um liga dutch gall. Esh nim geddon bears on shaw, jay yeary, dregger a min jag. Treta mi clash and she in a charn, tammy gennachten the vodum lima mach as ma cragan. Esh hig a hure, na raun yartek air, as gawi a glass chain doors slash creek rom. As renna min jeg limas rosh stiach sa chael, as e on slint vai as manra. Tre honig a ria, durte rish na shell gair nega, nish, ayr shu ersan fayan lai, der a visan nai chit da bayon, as jin shu shigar, na vel shu jinu jil ar bide. Mar so, chalias van green ang old a lai, durt an ri rish na shell gairan, nish, Tarshu was Jinshu Jiandau a Thai beg Sahail. At the time that William Gell was writing, in 1906, well, Hall Caine was considered one of the most important literary figures, not just of his own age, but of all time. His books made him a household name in Britain and the United States of America. He was the first author to have a million-selling book, and he adapted his stories and made a huge amount of money from them when they were staged in London's West End and on New York's Broadway, as well as barnstorming tours of them. He was on personal terms with leading figures of his day, not just the literary world, but politicians and royalty. It was the popularity of his books with Queen Alexandra that made her prevail on King Edward VII to bring the royal yacht into the island whilst on a cruise following their coronation in 1902. She wanted to see the setting for those thrilling novels. In 1901, Hall Caine was elected MHK for Ramsey and was re-elected in that role and stayed in the role until 1908, though his many other commitments made him largely absent. Now, early in the morning of Flora Day in Helston, we heard about the furry dance, we heard the town band there, but early in the morning of Flora Day in Helston, before the furry dance begins, there's another tradition which is called the Hal and Tau. Now, Cornish band The Changing Room have a song about this custom, but they're obviously not Helstonians because they sing Hal and Tow instead of Hal and Tau. But this is The Changing Room.
Fyw bunnus wrth mo wys i deg Rydd roedd yn oeg a boch a lont o hir a greg Gwesio negad o braf gyffris ysgidios blan Bres y beg yn don o ol mae bo'n reg yn glan Horyd o neol yn nes gwrth mynd a hen fi Fi'n yn gwafas grenni i fri Am blydd yn goth yw gilis glan yn oeth di na chri Ton siap cyns a gilo hyns a dres yn blend i chwi Dref a bow yn hal yn to Gan stons a bws a lew Dref a bow yn hal yn to Fe'n gwent o ni a ew Yn glas o asor agwas o as A led yn dungeo sart Tys fe'n unis yw'n gelws A'n defws a un sgar Yn dyndrag fiwn yn stondrag ôl A dyndrag a fyntwr Gwnnys i nas Yn drefas a fesor
yn fydd yn goddiw gilydd glan yn noeth dyn o chwi ton siap cyns a gwlw hyn a drws yn plendig chwi dref a bowyn hal y to gans dons a bwrs a le dref a bowyn hal y to ddim dwein ton ni a ef cler a sblan yn core rydd a gwyn yn dros yn sôls i thiag yn ser yn chweig yn blex o ddim ryn ffeidd a neth mis fe yn gwafiw deg o'r ddicol efo fe dref a bowyn al y to gan stons a bwys a lew dref a bowyn al y to ddim gwein ton ni a e Sithiag i ser y gweg y plex y dim bryn ffeidd A neb mis me y gwaf i ddeg o'r ddicol efo ddeg Dref a bowyn hal y to Gan dons a bwys a lef Dref a bowyn hal y to Ddyn gwent o'n ni a e O dref a bowyn hal y to Gan dons a bwys sale tref a bowyn hal y to ddim gwent o'n ni a e o tref a bowyn hal y to gan dons a bwys a le tref a bowyn hal y to ddim gwent o'n ni a e ddim gwent o'n ni a
Cornish band The Changing Room with their song Hal and Tow. Although, as I say, the tradition in Helston is Hal and Tow. And that's even though the next line is My Jolly Rumble-O. So in Helston, what you hear them singing is Hal and Tow, My Jolly Rumble-O. So it doesn't rhyme, it's Hal and Tow. Paul Kane was the highest paid author of his day, selling over 10 million books worldwide, with works translated into many languages. As well as plays, there were films. Famously, the last silent film made by Alfred Hitchcock in 1929 was Hall Caine's The Manxman. But it wasn't the first film version of it. I think there were two other film versions made. I'm not sure that they're extant any longer. But certainly Alfred Hitchcock's The Manxman is available. Hall Caine's themes were provocative and daring, challenging people's perceptions, making people think, and William Gell writes of his work as the banner of the truth unfurled to set before a thinking world how virtue from its throne is hurled. His childhood's home here, just above, ere simple-hearted Pete did prove the pangs of unrequited love when wayward Kate, maid of the mill, had sacrificed her better will to thus dishonour Hymen's bill. Again, Gell is referring to that 1887 novel The Manxman, with Pete Quilliam, the fisherman of Bloor, courting his childhood sweetheart, Kate Crugeen. Pete goes away to make his fortune so that he can marry Kate, having made his fortune, and he leaves his best friend, the advocate Philip Christians, to look out for her, and I'm afraid that was his mistake. As tre renke doros renne crankeler, as dillia crankeler, as dillia mach, machur gin ligus jach me, esh doshil a doros, as high a reest jach on. As un shen van a shadow margin, a sail, and a fairer be by a nagin rye. Ren a voyagin screech mach tre honike, sham in jig, dunya in a shadow un shen, lesh croon air a chionega. A chich a reed a kinjalori, gawi glorish a lau as durte, ni uskul merum gus a chastulem, as beam a ven cheshavin. O nim, dregger a bojin, ach seinden bin jeg chit nis, chan nodins fegele. As durt an ri, ni a tannacht an mörd chauds tawas bio, as chajinne lal beg. Eish henke min jeg, as e limas jach on, as ren na hiur kionle ted de hiuan an rish, as ren ni li jela liorish a lau ek hien mach as a tai beg. Ren a ri kor a vojin elan a chabal ega, as renne kor leshi gus a chastil ega, bol van banish erna yunu lesh wujlid moor. "'Tis many a long step, Shimmer Cosh came farther," is a traditional Irish lyric, but it's set to their own tune by a band, a group calling themselves the Magical Folk of the Faraway Tree.
Came father the Mishagas McGraw. For me, she is on Balloch, I just clean me more. Conic me, Colleen Dahu, I just shake Chuck on board. I can walk her through my father, no one will share on board.
Magical Folk of the Faraway Tree was a project based in Dublin, and they took lyrics from Peter Kennedy's 1975 publication Folk Songs of Britain and Ireland, and they set them to their own tunes, including the Irish ones like that one Shimmer Cosh Came Farther. In fact, Mona Douglas contributed to that publication, and this album by the Magical Folk of the Faraway Tree contains Time to Go Home, which is the Ren Ivai, in English, of course, Te Tregul Tai. But, well, perhaps I'll play it another time, but I don't think you'll like it, to be honest. Murso henke hiur de vein a ben sers na ben rein, as ren ish as a ri bech a kujach da manra, lish tamult liaur. Van min jeg gul ar shir veishach er de mai, as the moor jintje, as for moor jintje, as renna limons clay magit gera chastel. Of witching eerie sweet belure, what wondrous stories yet endure, though of their truth by no means sure. 'Tis thus the old romancer writes, held it such measure of delights, the paradise of elves and sprites. Well, I'm not quite sure who the old romancer he means here, but that's all in quotes. Ach, nis sain dun cwr stop er jyrnau siorish tamalt. Chris Pearson will be with you from 7 to 9, bringing you the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening, and at 9 o'clock, Judith Lay will be here with her programme, Sundown. This final piece of music in Clairnegale is by the young Welsh band Abanc again, and it's a piece called Torbo, which includes an adaptation of a tune called Concert William Ab Owen Pencraig. As my Delua Shene by Clairnegale Achir Show, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carvo, Robert Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve, I'm a Creort. As my year in share Dutch.